Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We move on to our A-list interview of the week, which took place on Friday when I was filling in on Steve Cochran's show. You may have heard the conversation that a new player is coming in to take over the role of Aaron Burr in Hamilton here in Chicago. It's been played since it opened here in Chicago in September. An amazing actor, Joshua Henry, has been taking on the role of Aaron Burr. He's going to be moving on, same role, in the touring production of Hamilton, which will open in March in San Francisco and then move on to Los Angeles. So stepping into the role here in Chicago will be comedian, actor, singer, performer, Wayne Brady, who you know from Whose Line Is It Anyway, from program Let's Make a Deal. He's been in a variety of musical theater productions. He stopped by in studio to talk with us about all of this. He's been talking about how honored he is to be part of this show and everything that we've talked about Hamilton, bringing new people into theater who had never gone to theater before, people not into hip-hop or rap music, being part of the success of Hamilton. Those were part of the reasons that Wayne Brady wanted to be part of this cast of Hamilton.
I agree with everything that you've said, because I think about it a lot, actually. Because my daughter is such a big fan, and I'm a fan of the musical, and having done the musicals for years and growing up a theater nerd, just it's weird in the best possible way to see a show like Hamilton and what it now means. It's gotten bigger, and I think this was part of Lin's plan. It's bigger than Lin. It's bigger than...
That's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yes.
It's my theater inside. This is where I bring my expertise into the interview.
He's just, you just can't talk about him enough. The guy wrote the music.
It's amazing,
he wrote the lyrics, and he starred in it, and it's just amazing. But it's bigger than him now, and I think that is the most amazing thing as a creator, that you have something that is so entrenched in the zeitgeist, that it's not just here, like you said, and it isn't just New York. You have people all over the world singing these songs. But there's a London company. They're casting for the London company right now. Yeah. Isn't that the London company?
And a touring company that'll start in San Francisco. That's where Joshua Henry, mm-hmm. who's currently playing.
Right. It's the perfect storm of a musical art form, which I love something that you said off air when we were just doing the radio piece about people that you'd never expect, A, seeing theater, and B, listening to hip-hop. And Lin is that perfect nexus. He is that guy who loves all of those things. So he's been able to get the people that they say, oh, I would never listen to rap, singing along and rapping along with Lafayette.
They know the words.
They know every single word. They know the words. Every inflection.
Yeah.
It's the perfect storm. And people have never wanted to know more about American history than when they've researched after watching the show. Because I know personally, and I think I know a couple things, I went back and I've researched Burr.
I did the same thing.
And it made me then research that entire history. And I think in this day and age, no matter which side of the fence you fall on with our president-elect Trump and everything that's happened with the election, and you need to know your history about your country, because we end up screaming, oh, my vote counts. Oh, I don't like that this happened. I don't like that that happened. Most people scream in a vacuum, and you don't even know what the process is
right.
to get your leaders elected. This man has used hip-hop as the central point to enlighten people in this country, and it is amazing.
Yeah, it's really so much more about more than what it appears to be on the surface. And I said in my review, when it opened here in Chicago, that this could not be a more timely show right now. This was before the election results. This is when all the campaigning was going on.
Yeah.
You care about America. Now learn what our founding fathers really intended for America. That's part of what you're going to learn in the show. And part of what you're going to learn in the show as well is that Wayne Brady is a lot more than Whose Line Is It Anyway? And hosting Let's Make a Deal, which you're great. As you describe yourself, a theater nerd. I mean, this is getting into a musical theater production is really nothing new for you at all.
No, and I think the way you phrased it, you can, as we were talking off air, if you IMDb me, I've done so much more than just Whose Line.
Not that there's anything wrong with those shows, but you are so multifaceted.
No, but I'm saying,
it's
as my job. If you didn't know my name, I would have just been a guy that has done a lot of work. So the thing that I know that I have to, that I actually like is to expand someone's mind when they say, oh, it's the host of that show and it's the guy that did this. Well, I've done theater for 27 years.
Right.
I've been doing this since I was 16. It's a big deal for me, but it's just another job that I've rushed to get to embrace. It's not a stunt casting. It isn't a vanity casting. It isn't something where, oh, I think I'll just dip my toes in.
Yeah.
No, this is what I do.
Yeah, this show doesn't really need to bring a big name into it.
No.
To, you know, we better worry about that the show is not popular enough. Let's get somebody well-known to be in it.
I chose to put myself in the process rather than have your agent call and go, hey, Wayne wants to do your show. I wanted to do it the right way, because I also come from the school of theater where if you shouldn't be doing something, don't do it. Just because you like it, it doesn't mean that you should be doing it. I had to prove to them that I could. So I went in, and not only did I do the initial audition, but then I flew myself back from LA during my taping schedule as I was doing a movie and doing Let's Make a Deal to fly back for a callback. I did it all myself because that means something to me.
Are you nervous as you're going through that process? I mean, you're so accomplished. I wonder if you...
You should always be nervous.
Yeah.
I think any time that you step on stage, you should feel the, ooh, or you shouldn't be doing that show or that job anymore because it means that you've lost that fire. And that's what I love about this Chicago cast is this cast is hungry. And you feel that fire when you watch them. So I wanted to fit in.
Yeah, this is an amazing cast. The Chicago cast, Miguel Cervantes, and go down the list of everybody in the show.
Absolutely.
Amazing cast that you're about to join. Yeah. And I give you a lot of credit, too, coming to Chicago in the dead of winter.
Which also shows you, because I don't have to be here. I don't have to be in this cold. I'm wearing thermals right now. I don't have to be in my life. I want to be.
Yeah.
I want to. I wake up every morning meeting this weather with a smile because I know that I'm about to be part of something that changes the world and moves the needle a bit, and it's amazing to me.
All right. So what about some of the other things that he's involved in? What does he want to do that he hasn't done yet? We'll continue with more of Wayne Brady and also 2-time Oscar winner Denzel Washington. Another conversation that I had this week. Coming up Friday, filling in for my bud, Steve Cochran, who will be back tomorrow, by the way. Filled in for him, and we had, as an in-studio guest, Wayne Brady, who will be taking over the role of Aaron Burr in Hamilton at the Private Bank Theater in Chicago. You know him from Let's Make a Deal. You know him from Whose Line Is It Anyway, from movies. And I was surprised that I had gotten quite a bit of feedback from people who knew Wayne from a children's animated series called The Hero of Color City, in which Wayne played the blue crayon.
You must have gotten that feedback from like six people, because I don't know how widespread that animated thing was.
I seriously got, I probably got about six emails about it.
Or
texts.
Six.
Yesterday, but that's significant that people were, you know, sort of into that.
Six people were into it. Cool.
We got six people who saw it.
There's not a lot really to talk about The Hero of Color City. It was a cute little animated thing that I chose to do because I've got a daughter who is the light of my life, and I've done a lot of kids programming, whether it's live action stuff or cartoons, because I'm a cartoon fan, but I figure when you've got someone in your life who can respond to the things you do, then use that platform.
Yeah.
So I did that a few years ago.
Yeah. Is there a favorite thing that you like? I mean, do you like doing improv more than musical theater, more than straight acting, more than everything? You want to spin the smorgasbord table and take a little of this, a little of that?
Yes, because that's what I do. Since I started when I was 16, the lesson that Karen Ruggiero, who's my drama teacher, who I'm flying out to come to see my opening night, and I've flown her out to every show that I've done, is you want to be the most useful person in the room. It's called a triple threat for a reason.
Gene,
you know, you want to be able to sing, dance, create a character, make something up, build the sets if you have to, because it's all fun. If I was only able to do one thing, I don't know how much fun I would have.
We take a quick break and we'll come right back. Wayne Brady is here, who will be starring as Aaron Burr. Can't wait for this, January 17th to April 9th.
It's so close.
The private, are you kidding me? It's not, yeah, this is like.
Oh, wow.
Take a breath, and you're up on the stage there. That's amazing.
Now that you just said it out loud, I'm like, oh, wow.
That's next week. Wait a minute. Hold it.
On the 20th of December, I had my first rehearsal in New York, and I rehearsed 21st, 22nd, 23rd. I was home, and then it came out here on the 27th. So I had four to five days of rehearsal in the old year, and today's the 13th of the new year, and I'm going on stage. That's how much time I've been rehearsing
next
this
Thursday.
Show.
Yeah.
So it's been a whirlwind. I told the associate director and the choreographer that I had, I think, one of my first panic attacks the other night when I woke up in the middle of the night going, wait, no, it's Dear Theodosia, what to say to you, and it's at the freaking out over a word in a song.
Word placement, yeah.
That was like panicking for real. Yeah. Because there's a responsibility, I think, when you do a show like this. Because so many people know it, it's like a rock concert.
Yeah.
If you mess up a word, there are people in the front row go, no, heretic!
That's
and they point at you. So I want to make sure that everything is right. So because this means a lot.
So yeah, he takes over on this coming Tuesday, and he will play until like mid-April. It's all at the Private Bank Theater, BroadwayInChicago.com. If you can get a ticket, you know how hard it is to get Hamilton tickets. We also this past week had the opportunity again. We just talked with him in New York recently. But did one of those satellite hookups with two-time Oscar winner Denzel Washington, whose movie Fences is getting rave reviews. His co-star, Viola Davis, just won a Golden Globe for her amazing performance in the movie. And I'd mentioned to him that when I reviewed the movie, I gave it a Dean's List A+. And he was a little bit tickled about being on my Dean's List.
I finally made the Dean's List.
You have made the Dean's List, my friend.
Never made it in college, but
you have
finally.
With
took me a long time. It took me 40 years.
Yeah, well, with your films around here, with my reviews, you've made the Dean's List many times. So, you know, report that back. You're officially there.
I will do.
Yeah, and this film is just so exceptional. How are you reacting to all of the reactions? You and I sat in New York and talked about this before the film opened. Wonder how you're feeling about it now that it's become such a favorite of everyone's.
It's been a pleasant tour, sort of I feel like I've been on tour. You know, we've been doing a lot of screenings and Q&As all over the country, and been getting a chance to talk to people right after they've seen the film. So that's unusual. I don't usually get that kind of response or opportunity. So it's been a great ride, just a wonderful ride.
You must have been thrilled. I could see by the look on your face at the Golden Globes that how delighted you were that Viola was getting the attention that she most certainly
right.
deserves for her amazing performance.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's her turn. She's been great a long time. I mean, I cast her in first film I directed 15 years ago. She was great then. She was great before then, and a lot of people knew that. But I'm happy that everyone's getting a chance to witness it now.
And certainly not to diminish anyone's performance in this, but do you think
part of these powerful performances, one of the things that everybody's walking out with is because you all start on, most of you in this film, start on Broadway together and, you know, just can read each other's eye movements, I would think, when you were filming this.
No, we had a 114 performance rehearsal. You know, we had the good fortune to be able to do it night after night, sometimes twice a day, to get that live feedback and to figure it out. So that was a great advantage going into to making the film. In fact, I don't think I could have made the film without having done the play, having done it on stage first.
Are you anxious at all with the Academy Award nominations coming out on the 24th? You've certainly been there many times, anticipating it. Or are you just, you know, too Denzel cool to, you know, even be thinking about that?
Well, to say I'm too cool suggests that there's a reason to be, which really suggests that I'm not cool. But I think that... you know, we'll see what happens. I've done what I can do. You know, we put it together. We've got great performances, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I can tell you from having sat down and chatted with Denzel many times, cool is what you come out of the room with after you get done with a conversation of Denzel. It's always pleasure, always great. This film is just amazing. One of the best of the year. Thank you for making it.
Thank you for being
so generous with your time in talking with us about it. We always appreciate it.
Thank you.
Always very gracious. Two-time Oscar winner Denzel Washington talking about his film Fences. The movie Hidden Figures, by the way, is going to wind up being the number one movie in America for this weekend. It's another one highly recommended of all the great movies that are out there. I also loved Patriots Day. It's another movie, you know, sad ending. It's about the Boston Marathon bombing. But really well-performed, great production, great cast. Highly recommending that to you.